No. Wearing a shirt that says, "This is my Halloween costume," doesn't count as a real costume. You look ridiculous. Dude, it's a costume party. Everybody else dressed up as something. You stick out like a sore thumb. Okay, yeah, this is my actual cheerleading uniform. I guess that's not much better. But yours isn't even a costume at all. What are you looking- Oh, shit. Of course she'd be here. You didn't tell me she was coming. Well, yeah, I still would have come. It just would have been nice to know ahead of time. What the fuck is she wearing? What? No, of course we didn't plan our costumes. I don't even talk to her. She just had to dress up as a fucking cheerleader, too. Shut up. We do not look like we're here as a couple. She's not even wearing our school's colors. She must have bought that shitty costume at the Halloween store. What? No, she didn't hear us. She makes that face all the time. I think that's just what her face looks like. Whatever. I'm gonna go get another drink. I'll see you. Oh, hey. Yeah, just getting myself another drink. Am I getting one for my, I don't have a girlfriend. The other cheerleader. A fucking course. No, she's not here with me. I don't even talk to her. Fuck this. Where did she go? There she is. Hey, can I talk to you for a second? Alone? It'll just take a second. She'll be right back. I'm not even holding your arm that tightly. Will you calm down? I just want to talk to you for a second. Come in here with me. I don't want anyone to see us together. What the fuck are you wearing? What do I mean? Look at you. You're wearing that slutty cheerleader costume. You've got that little skirt on and a crop top and those aren't even our school colors. You're dressed like a slut. I'm annoyed because you showing up dressed like that means that everyone thinks we're here together. What do you mean it's not your fault? You're the one who showed up in that cheap-looking cheerleader outfit. This is my actual cheerleading uniform. Okay, so you didn't know I would be wearing this. I guess that makes sense. But why that costume? You could have come dressed as anything else. And this doesn't really seem like it's your style. No, I just mean you usually wear, like, jeans and sweaters and stuff. Never seen you wear anything like this before. I'm surprised you're not dressed as some nerdy thing like Misty from Pokemon or Zelda. I don't pay attention to what you're wearing. You just dress the same way all the time. I don't have to be paying attention to know that. I hate when you make that smug face at me. You think just because you're smart, you know everything. Well, if you're so smart, then you know exactly what you're doing by showing up dressed like this. So why don't you tell me the real reason instead of pretending it was some innocent circumstance? Don't go back to playing dumb with me. You know exactly what you were doing when you bought that cheerleader costume, didn't you? You knew it would get my attention. You knew how much it would annoy me. Oh, now you have nothing to say? Come on, sweetheart. Don't get shy on me now. Let's not pretend that you don't know exactly how to push my buttons. The question is, why? Listen, I know you think I'm an idiot because you're the one who gets the good grades and is always in the library, but I am not as stupid as you think I am. I see the way you look at me in class, you know. I walk in the room and you're all set up at the front of the room with your laptop and your textbooks and all your highlighters and shit. Like you've been there 20 minutes already just arranging all your stuff because you're worried you'll miss a single second of class. As soon as I come in, you look at me like I've ruined your whole day. But there's something else. Isn't there? That flush on your cheeks. It's okay, sweetheart. I may not have book smarts like you do, but I think I have you all figured out. On the off chance that I'm wrong, feel free to tell me off, okay? I know you have no problem doing that. You have no idea how long I have wanted to do that. Don't fucking smirk at me like that. You are insufferable. I've always thought you were so pretty. Do you know that? Do you feel me staring at you from the back of the room during class? But as nice as I think you look in what you usually wear, this, I have never seen you like this before. Yeah, you like when I bite your lip? You are so much hotter than I imagined. Yes, I have imagined you. What you would look like, what you would feel like, and what you would taste like. I want to put my hands on every fucking inch of you. I want to hold your face in my hands. Like this, while I kiss you. I want to run my fingers down your shoulders and down your arms and hold your hands. like this. Hey, don't laugh at me. I can be sentimental sometimes. Besides, now that I have your hands, I can pin you against the wall. Get over here. Not so smug now, are you? Guess I'm stronger than you thought. Being a jock does have a few perks. Yes, cheerleading is definitely a sport, trust me. I could take one of those meathead football players any day. And I can definitely take you. Oh, fuck. I want to keep touching you. Is that okay? Yeah? Okay, good. If you want me to stop, just tell me. But in the meantime, I've been dying to get my hands on you for years now. Oh, fuck, your tits look so good in this little top you're wearing. I haven't been able to keep my eyes off you all night. Yeah, not just because you pissed me off either. Yeah, arch your back just like that. You like when I pinch your nipple through your shirt? Can I pull your shirt up, please? Fuck. I can't believe how hot you are. Your tits look so good. I have to taste them. That little whimper. You can be a little louder, honey. The music is blasting down there. Nobody's going to hear us. Unless you get really loud. Yeah, that's it. Moan for me. I want to hear how good I am making you feel. I'm gonna let go of your hand now, okay? I need to get under that skirt you're wearing, if you can even call it that. Oh, holy shit. I can feel how wet you are already through your panties. I knew you were planning this. You are way too fucking smart for this to be an accident. I fucking knew it. You act like I am the most annoying person you know. You sit in the front row of every class, raise your hand to answer every question, and act like such a fucking know-it-all. You roll your eyes when I walk in the room, but it's all just an act, isn't it? You act like you can't stand me, so no one will ever know that you really want this. You want my hands on you. You want my mouth on you. I may have been a little slow figuring it out, but I think I know how to make it up to you. Let me just move these panties to the side. Yeah, does that feel good? You're so wet that my fingers just slid right inside you. You feel so fucking good around my fingers. You're practically dripping down my hand. Fuck, you sound so pretty when you say my name like that. Say it again, pretty girl. Usually when you say my name, it's because you're giving me shit for something. It might take me some time to get used to you saying it so nicely. In fact, let's see just how nicely I can get you to say it. Go sit on the edge of the bed. There you go. Now lean back for me and lift your hips up a little bit so I can get these panties off you. Holy shit. You look fucking incredible like this. Your thighs are so soft. I just want to dig my fingers into them, like... You like when I grab you like that? You like it when I'm a little bit rough with you, huh? Hold still. Quit squirming. You're so impatient. Lucky for you, I am too. Fuck, you taste so good. You know, I've thought about doing this. Yeah, so many times. I've imagined being under your desk in class. Watching you try to pay attention to the lecture while I go down on you. This might be even better though. Those sounds you're making are driving me fucking crazy. Yeah, grab my hair like that. You can pull her hair out. Fuck. That feels so good. I've been wanting to do this for such a long time. I love the way your thighs twitch under my hand. Does that mean you're getting close? Fuck yes. Fuck yes, that's it. Come for me. I want you to come on my tongue, please. Holy shit. That was so fucking hot. Come here. Kiss me. What are you? Oh no. You don't have to. Fuck. Yes. Your fingers feel good, but yeah, okay. I'll just sit here on the bed, but you don't have to. Fuck. You can't just look up at me like that. You're so fucking beautiful. I can't stand it. I want you so bad. Your hands feel so good on my thighs. Keep touching me, please. Oh, fuck. Your mouth. No, no, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. That feels so good. Oh, keep doing that thing with your tongue. Oh, yes, that feels amazing. Oh, I had no idea you'd be so good at this. Can I just put my hand on your head like this? Yeah. Oh. Your fingers are inside me. Holy shit. Oh, your nails are on my thigh. I don't know how much longer I'm going to last. Yeah. I'm gonna come soon. Your mouth feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm so close. Keep going just like that. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so good, honey. Oh, I feel so good. I swear, you're doing so good. You're doing so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I had no idea that you had it in you. Come here. Just lie next to me for a second. Listen, I don't really know what's supposed to happen next, or if you even want anything to happen next, or if this was just like a one-time thing. Yeah. I actually would like to take you out tomorrow. It's a date. Alright, come on. Let's get cleaned up and go back out to the party. I have to go let a bunch of people know that actually this is a couple's costume after all.